Okay, we're up to Mem Gimel and Beis. The two dots. Middle of the page. Ki osa Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yechanan. We had before Rabba and Ishlokish. We had Ishlokish and Rabba and Ishlokish said that if you did Lashar Leber Kavana, if you don't get killed, you don't pay Shloshim Shalavid. And Rabba said if you don't get killed, you don't pay the Kofer. If the animal did a Leber Kavana, even though it killed the person, you don't pay Kofer. Amar Rav Yechanan, yes, Rav Dimi Amar Yechanan, Kofer, could have said in the Pasuk, pay Kofer. What do you mean, Im Kofer, if you pay Kofer? Im Kofer, the Rabba to tell you there's an additional case you pay Kofer even where the animal does not get killed. Kofer shaloi bekavana, kick Kofer bekavana. Exactly the opposite of Rabba. He holds that even though the animal doesn't get killed, you still pay Kofer, and he learns out the word Im. Amle Abayli Atif. So, by Eved also, when it comes to Shloshim Shalavid, it says, Im Eved, Yigach Hashoy, the Shoyk happens to kill an Eved, you pay Shloshim Shkolim. So, according to you, Im means a what? That even though the Eved was killed shaloi bekavana, and the animal does not get killed, you should still pay Shloshim. And who said you don't? Eved nami, ma tamlem im eved, le rabbis eved shaloi bekavana, ke evana. V'chi temoch in ami, you say, yitake, Rabbi Yechon holds that you pay Shloshim of an Eved, even though the animal doesn't get killed. But Omer the Shlokish says, Shoy Shehemis as a Eved shaloi bekavana, potem Shloshim shkolim. We looked yesterday, Shlokish said, if the animal doesn't get killed, you don't pay the Shloshim shkolim. On Malay, so they said back to him, so you think because the Shlokish said it, he's a Talmud chaver of Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon agrees. Gavra, a Gavra Koramis, you're asking a kasha from the Shlokish to Rabbi Yechon. Nochme, ki also Ravin om Rabbi Yechon, when Ravin came from and told him, she's the name Rabbi Yechon, Eved, Titaka said, it says, it could have said Eved. Ma Talmud lem im Eved, le Rabbis Eved, Shloim Bekavona, Gevin Kavona. Rabbi Yechon Taka holds that you do pay the Shloshim even though the animal doesn't get killed. Very good, fine. But what's the Shlokish going to do with Im? Ule the Shlokish, now me name, let's say, called the Shlokish, since obviously he doesn't dash in the Im by Eved, because he holds you don't pay the $30 if the animal's going to get killed, he shouldn't dash in the Im by Kofer, and he should also hold that you shouldn't pay the Kofer if the animal's going to killed. Im the Eved, Im Eved loy dorish, Kofer, Im Kofer, now me loy dorish. No, let's say that Rabbi Yechanan, that the Shlokish will agree with Rabba. Rabba's the one who said that if the animal's going to get killed, you don't pay, what do you call it? The Kofer, since Shlokish doesn't say agree, you don't dash in the Im from Eved, he would also agree you don't dash in the Im from Kofer. You know, he would agree with Rabba. So it's not, Rabba's not a lone opinion. Shlokish would agree with Rabba that if the animals are killed, you don't pay Kofer either. So no raya whatsoever. Amri loy. Eved, Im Eved loy dorish. He doesn't dash in the Im by Eved, but Kofer, Im Kofer dorish, but the Im by Kofer, he does dash in. And the Shlokish will give Rabbi Yechon that if you don't kill the animal, you don't pay Kofer. Why should be a difference? Maishno. Eved, Im Eved loy ksib b'mokim tashlumin. The Im that's written by Eved is not written when it comes to payment. It's talking about when it comes to the damage. In the pasuk, Im Eved yigach hashoyr. So the Im is referring to the damage. So therefore, by it comes to Eved, he doesn't dash in the Im. Of the Kofer, Im Kofer, Ksiv Mangzlumim. By Kofer, it says Im Kofer, Yushasalov. There it talks about the payment. And it says Im, to tell you there's an extra payment of Kofer even though the animal doesn't get killed in case of Leber Kavana. Then the Mishnah continues, Vechemer Ben and the Bas, whether it's a boy or girl, even the animal kill, you have to pay. You tell about, you learned, Oi Ben Yigach Basig, and Lechayev Alakanig, when it comes to a youngster, Yechayev, if an animal kills a kid, just like you killed an adult. And the animal gets killed, the animal gets killed, Skila. I need a pasuk for that. It makes sense. Hoyil v'chayv adam ba'adam. V'chayv shay ba'adam. If a man kills a person, you have certain punishments. And if an animal kills a person, the animal gets killed as well. Ma kishay chayv adam ba'adam. When a man kills another person, lo yishna bank tani bank dam, makes absolutely no difference whether it's a cotton or whether it's a gadol, because it says kiyaka kol nefesh, makes no difference. Af kishay chayv shay ba'adam. So the same thing. When an animal kills a person, lo yitachli by bank tani bank dam. Why should you make a difference? I need a pasuk to tell me. Oy ben yigach habazi. Well, furthermore, kal b'chaymer. Furthermore, it's like kal b'chaymer. Ma adam, but adam. Shalai also by tani kidaylim. Well, adam, but adam. We say that if a cotton kills, he doesn't get punished. Only if a gadol kills. So there's a weakness by adam. Yet on the receiving end, lechalakta was it. And the receiving, it makes no difference if the person who got killed, the victim, is a cotton or a gadol. So shor ba'adam, when it comes to a shor, by shor, it's such a chumrah. Makes no difference if the shor is a youngster or old, makes no difference of the age of the shor. So also ba'tanik yidoylim, when it comes to the perpetrator of the crime, the animal gored, makes no difference how old he is. Ain't no din, surely, shachay ba'tanik yidoylim, surely, as a victim, it shouldn't make a difference either who the animal killed. So one year apart. Was it loy no? So one year apart for, tell me that's chay, loy no. Im amrit adam ba adam. If you tell me a person by person, I would say, you know what, a person, we're so machmish, I can't chai ba'abot vodim. When he does kill, he has to pay, when it comes to damages, he pays all these extra things. When it comes to damages, does not pay these four things. So therefore, other bodies are much more strict. Other bodies may be no different. Cutting the gadol by a share, maybe there should be a difference. That's why Hamel Leimer. That's why you need a pasuk. Namely, El Muad. All I know is by a muad, because the pasuk that talks about a muad. Okay, so I learned by a muad that a cutting the gadol makes no difference ben or bas. What about by a tam? How do I know it comes to damages makes no difference ben or bas? It makes sense. First of all, we have a memetzin. Hoyil v'chay be'ish v'isha. When it comes to damages, yichay say man, say woman. V'chay be'ben v'bas, yichay by son or daughter. Ma kishachay be'ish v'isha. And that's the case of a mu'ud. So just like when it comes to the chiyuvim of damages, when it comes to a man or a woman, lo chilak the boy bein tam la mu'ud. It makes absolutely no difference between a tam and a mu'ud. So we compare also a ben abbas. I'm sure also the difference whether tam or move when it comes to damages. That's number one. Boy number two, kavuchemer. I actually have a kavuchemer. My ish v'isha shekain hura koicham benazikin. Ish v'isha that they always pay, regardless if they damage. It makes no difference a man or a woman. They always have to pay. And lechilak the boy ben tam lamuud, even the tam the first time a man is always a mu'ud la'ilam. Ben ubas sheyofik koicham benazikin. Ben ubas that they have a big cooler by benazikin. If a cheder shait of a cotton causes damage, he doesn't have to pay. But if he's on the receiving end of damage, he does. Ain't the din shel tachu be talmud. So surely there should be no difference between talmud. That if people pay, if they hurt others, they don't have to pay. But if you hurt them, you have to pay. That means for them, we're very precious about them. So surely you should be no chilah be a tam and a muud. Says the Gemara, I don't understand both the things you just said. Amrit, you say first of all, by memetzinu v'chidonin kal mechamur lahachmir olav mimhechme b'moed tachme b'tam hakal. You want to make a memetzinu between a ish v'isha and a cotton, and you're saying just like by ish v'isha is no difference tam and a muid, by cotton also no difference tam and a muid, and tam gufa, how do you know muid? Also, we had to learn before from a pasuk. How do you compare the two? Ish is much stricter than by cutting the kani. You can't make a memetzini for something kal or something chomer. Say, well, just like over there, chomer by the kal also which made the chomer. Who said? Number one, regarding kal chomer, im amrit be ish v'ish. You know why be ish v'ish? We say that they always have to pay because shekhen chayavim be mitzvahs. Therefore, even a tam, hurts them. Because the loss is much greater because they can no longer do mitzvahs. Time be ben abbas, you put him in a mitzvahs. Tama leimer, if we have a pasuk, I ben yigach, I bas yigach, it says the word yigach twice. And they are both extra. Negicha, betam, negicha, mu'ud. I want to teach you not only by tam, not only by mu'ud, but also by tam. And negicha, le misik, is other yigach teach you that whether you kill them or whether that they only hurt, you have to pay. Baruch, I don't know. No, 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 no. Mishnah. Shoy shahoyim is chachet b'kaisel. If a shoy was rubbing against the wall, v'nafal ala adam, the wall collapsed and fell on top of another person. So that was unintentional. This gavin lahad against a behemoth intended to kill one behemoth, v'hora against the adam and killed a person. Again, unintentional. L'knani, 2 days ago we had in the Gemara, there it said l'mitzvi. Here it says l'knani. V'hora ben, again, people, nations that existed a long time ago. V'hora ben Yisrael. And instead, it killed a Ben Yisrael. The Nefalim intended to kill the Nefalim, but Harag Ben Kiyam. In all these cases, Potter, you are Potter. In all these cases, you are Potter.
If a census reads this.
Well, let me just tell you, the Mercedes Hashas, I was looking at another Gemara yesterday, 2 days ago. Mercedes Hashas had an extra 3 lines that you don't have in our Mercedes Hashas. That's interesting. Mercedes Hashas said over there that since the Goy, why you Potter if you want to kill a Goy and then you kill the thing? Because since in the Goyish laws, that's what would happen. If you want to kill one Goy, you kill another Goy. You are putter. So in our laws, we shouldn't be treating the Goy any different than they treat themselves in their own laws. Out of that clause, I have no idea where it came from. Interesting to see where this article in their Mesayas Shas. In Mesayas Shas on top. On the right-hand corner, or whatever it is. Not in English, in the Gemara. Mesayas Shas.
Ah, yeah.
Oh, we don't have it in ours. Read aloud what it says. What does it say there? Yeah. Where does that come from? Exactly. That was for the census. For and for why should be different Eden and Goyim? Very interesting. Says the Gemara. Give them probably using the same line of reasoning. Yeah. But interesting why the Moshe put it in. Doesn't mean a muck or anything else. He just put it in so that to obviously he had to put it in. And these guys took it out because it was a company.
So much theoretically, if you're in a society where you're bichayi, then you know you wouldn't be able to sell.
Then you would have to come up with another excuse. That's all. So this is about 150 years ago. The Shai Berlin. Okay, back to your mother. Amar Shmuel Shmuel. When the Mishnah says that you are potter means only potter and misa, you are potter from misa, but you still chayiv and kaifer. Again, this is like Rabbi Yechanan, not like that you potter from misa, but you chayiv and kaifer. Same thing we had before. The Shlokish and Rabu says you potter from kaifer. Shmuel says you chayiv like Rabbi Yechanan. But Rav says you are potter mizeh umizeh. Rav says like Rabu that you are potter since you don't get killed, you don't pay money either. You don't pay money if you don't get killed. Why do you get killed? He's a tam. When do we say that you pay kofir if you don't get killed by a muid? But that's a din of kofir by a muid. But by a tam, you don't ever pay kofir. So what's the machlekes there? So what's the Rav saying? You're chayiv kofir. Rav just answered later on by a bird. If an animal continuously keeps on jumping into a bird and on the way jumping in knocks over a person and throws him in the bird and he crushes him and kills him, he's a, even though he had no intention to muadly pull up near them, but birders, this guy is a muad to fall on top of people and birders. Same over here. This animal is a muad to scratch against walls and wall collapses and people get crushed underneath. Here also there's a muad for this that now the reason why by a boy the animal doesn't get killed, l'chayit is a mood, because he jumps in, he sees grass, he gets all excited and he jumps in for that. So he has no intention of killing, but he's a mood, because every time he sees grass, he does that. So we don't kill him, but he's a mood for doing that. Yeah, but so l'chayit over here also, Freddy Gemori, Hochiv, so Bak Tolu, over there in the case of boy, he's not a Bak Tolu, he saw the grass, he jumped in. Over here, he's scratching himself against the wall, and obviously he wants to kill people, so if he, why is he still alive? If he's a muad, what do you mean he's a muad for this? Then he should have been killed a long time ago.
Against the wall means he wants to kill people.
But we're talking about he's a muad. He does this all the time. People are walking by the wall and he pushes the wall, especially the wall, and pushes the wall down. So the chayit is a muad to kill people. And for the Gemara, Bishleim Hasan Chaziruka v'nafal Hocham Ma'ikal Member. That's part of the question. And for the Gemara, Hochanam is Chacha Bekoisel Anosai. He rubbed against the wall for his Ano. So how come he is a muad over here? And over here, he did it three times. And since he did it three times already to kill people. And Nochma, you can say that he's actually a mu'ud. He killed three people three times. Yitaka did literally kill three people. Now he's scratching a wall for his own anah. But this time he didn't intend to kill people. So if Luchayr Hakam is still alive, then if he did it three times, because each time he ran away, Bez never had a chance to catch him. Umanaya din, and how in the world do we know what the intentions of the cowards? Everything. What is the boss of the Nochma? Comes Chachem, baby. See, after the wall collapsed, he lies down and he scratches against the wall. It's clear he's doing it for anah. Freddy Gemara is still. Why should there be any kofir since the stones went flying? This falls under the realm of tzereides. Vakati tzereides, you know, this is koyach, not his body. And there's no kofir by koyach. Kofir is only if you kill somebody with your body. We had before already. He scratches against the wall, and as the stones are falling, he keeps on scratching. So therefore, when the stones hit the people, excuse me, when the stones hit the people, it's actually directly from his body. So it's not tzereides. Tanya Kavasir the Shmuel. We actually learned like Shmuel Lawat that you do pay kofir like Rabbi Yechanan, even though the animals are killed, and to Yuf to the Rav will be a kasha Rav. It says in the Brayse the following: there are four different instances. Yes, there are certain cases that Chai b'misa the animal gets killed over kofir. You got to pay kofir. Yes, there are certain cases that Chai b'kofir the animal pays kofir. The owner pays kofir upon meat, the animals are killed, like if it's unintentional. But it's clear here if it's unintentional, you don't kill the animal, yet you pay kofir. So see, there's a disconnect between the paying of the kofir and killing the animal, like Shmuel, and not like Rabbah. like Rabbi Yechon. The Yesh Chai B'Misa or Potter Kefir. Sometimes the animal is Chai Misa and is totally Potter from Kefir. For example, a Tam. A Tam doesn't pay Kefir. And the Yesh Potter Mizem is an unintentional Tam, you don't pay anything. Okay, so he explains now. Mu'ud B'Kavon, if you did B'Kavon, Chai Misa, Chai B'Kefir. Mu'ud Shalei B'Kavon, Chai B'Kefir, Potter Misa. Tam B'Kavon, Chai B'Misa, Potter B'Kefir. Tam, Shleib Kavana, Tam had no Kavana, doesn't get killed because Leib Kavana, and nor do you pay Kaif because only a Tam. Part of Mazem is there. Bahani Zakish, and Zakish, Leib Kavana. What happens? The animal caused damage, but unintentional. Rabbi Yehuda says you're still Chayif, even though it's unintentional. Rabbi Shimon says no, just about a person is part of unintentional here also. What do you mean? Mike Time, Rabbi Yehuda, why Rabbi Yehuda said that you're still Chayif, Yalif, Mekaifre? Just like what we just said, Rabbi Paskin Shmuel Rabbi Yechon, that if he killed unintentionally, even though the animals get killed, you pay koyfer. Same with damaging. Now, why do you pay damages? Ma koyfer shloim bekavan chayv. The koyfer unintentionally chayv. Af hanizok inam shloim bekavan chayv. You chayv. But Rabbi Shimon says no. Yalid miktola. You learn from killing an animal. When do you kill an animal? Only if it's intentional. So to an azikin, only if it's intentional. Miktola l'shem. Ma koyfer bekavan potter. Is af nizok shloim bekavan potter. Freddy Mother, let's ask in each one, but Abhuda Nami Nailiv Miktale, why doesn't Abhuda learn from getting killed? That why that has to be intentional. Donin Tashlumi Mitashlumi, it makes more sense to learn from a form of payment than from a form of payment. So therefore, when it comes to the Zikim, we should learn from Kaifer. The Zikim and the Kaifer are very similar. And they ain't Donin Tashlumi Miss have different dinim. But Abshimin also, Nailiv Mikkaifer, Donin Chiyuvi the Shari, Mikhiyuvi the Shari. You learn how the Chiyuvim of a Shari for you, Shari, Lafuke Kaifer, the Chiyuvi the Bailum. There's a big hakira in the first paragraph in all the Achareim Bob Kama talk about when you pay for an animal damages. What are you paying for? Are you paying for the animal's damage, or are you paying because you were negligent? Are you paying for what you did, or are you paying for what the animal did? What's the tater being mechayiv for? Sorry.
Kaif is a kapara.
So look at what it says here. Chiyuvah d'shoyr lafu came. There's a difference in chiyuvah d'shoyr. What's pshatning motor? So this is how the Achareim learn that when it comes to the hezek, what are you paying? The shoy the damage, and your shoy caused damage. It says you pay for the hezekim. When it comes to kaifer, I'm not paying for the shoy. I'm paying from what I did here. I was negligent. That's a kaifer. So this is a ray to those Achareim, or use the, actually the Achareim use this gemara as a ray. That's pshat. That when the shoy caused damage, you're paying for the shoy damage. Others are different pshat altogether. They have a different pshat here.
If you say that the tav is this is only half I was giving a concession. Isn't that because you're saying that it's not you who did it, but it's your possession that's removed from you to a certain extent. It's not your personal thing. It's your asset, which yes, you have to look after the asset, but it's different. For example, if you shoot an arrow you send a fire, right? So the fire started out with your power, so we're attributing it to you. But with a shoyl, it's different because it's got its own momentum.
Yeah, but what did the Tehillim Chadash? The Tehillim says that the shoyl caused damage. Two ways of learning. Shoyl caused damage and you were negligent. Both, if you were negligent, l'chayv. So what's the chiv and what's the tenai? Is the chiv that the shoyl caused the damage and the tenai is that you were negligent? Or is the chiv that you were negligent and how much do you pay, depending how much the shoyl could damage cost? What's the chiv and what's the trigger?
Because I'm saying under one analysis, you'd be 100% chayv before.
Yeah, but what are you chayv for? Maybe for your negligence. At the end of the day, you're negligent.
Yeah, but if you're negligent, you should pay 100%.
Yeah, the Torah Dachmanis. Then the Torah went reduced it because you weren't, can't hold your Torah.
So
because that's a kasef. We don't know. And no matter which way you learn, you can ask the same question. Okay, let's continue Gemara. Harvey, sorry, we didn't bring a Gemara. Niskavin lahadig is a behemoth's other. You intend to kill an animal, you kill a person, potter. Is mashma honis kavin lahadig is a behemoth's other. You intend to kill one person, you killed another person, chayiv. You intended to kill a behemoth, you killed a person, he's potter. But if the animal intended to kill one person and then ended up killing another person, Yitaka will be chayiv. So the Gemara says, Maslisin, the Lake Rab Shimon is a big machlek, is if you intended to kill Reuben and you killed Shimon, whether you're chayiv or not. The mission that comes Rab Shimon. Tanya, Rab Shimon, I'm killing this guy, and that is what it is. The Chum say, if you want to kill a person, I don't care, and you end up killing somebody else, the fact is you wanted to commit murder, so you're chayiv. Same with the animal. Rab Shimon says, no. Rab Shimon says that since when it comes to a person, you want to kill one person, then you end up killing another, you're potter, and we'll soon say how we know that. By animals, the same thing. My time, Rab Shimon, what's Rab Shimon's father? I'm across, and the potter says, Hashoy, you suckle the gambail of him. First, let's establish that we equate the sin by an animal, or the what do you call it? the murder that the animal caused to a person. Gam bailim kemisas hash bailim is whatever applies to a person applies to an animal. Ma bailim adam mechavim later. Shimon holds that by bailim only if he intended to kill that specific person are you held responsible. Avshar nami adam mechavim later. It also has to have intention for that specific person. Nu bailim gufayim and all. Who told you that by bailim, if I wanted to murder somebody, I ended up murdering the other person, why should I be exempt? How do you know? Because there's a kosef. Don makro. It says in the pasuk that if a person, you know, hated his friend and he ambushed him, it says va'orav loy, he ambushed him, knows he intended to kill him. Him. And when you intend to kill somebody else and you ended up killing him, you're putter. The kamal, when you jumped and you pounced on him, achi is kavan lo, you have to have intention of killing him. Because Rav Shimon holds you putter, same by an animal. But Rabbanu who holds that you're chayiv.
How can you determine that by an animal? A person you can know. Like,
you see, the animal is running for you, and then suddenly you move out of the way, and there's a guy behind him, and he kills the guy behind him. So it's clear the animal's going for you. That's how you know. But the animal has horns there, and he's going, you know, after you, and then you moved out of the way quickly and hit the guy behind.
No, but I'm saying, how do you know that
he,
by an animal that he intended to kill that person?
Oh. You see the animal, you ever watch a Spanish?
But it's not that he necessarily wanted to kill that.
We don't care. If he's going to go with his horns and he's going to attack him, he can kill him. I mean, that's what it is. This matador was just killed last week. The bulls over there, you know, came with their horns. But Abon, hi, Abon, my object, this is what you do. What did they do with the posse? What of law intended for him? Prat, as long as he intended to kill one person and he killed another person, chayif. But Prat lezoidik even the guy, he maybe had no intention of killing anybody. He threw a stone into a whole bunch of people and he killed one of them. So why are you putter then? Hey, what are we talking about? You didn't have anybody in specific in mind. If there were nine goyim in 1 year, I need a pasuk to tell me that you potter. Tape the rubikinanim. Most of goyim, you intended to goyim, and even though you're not allowed to kill a goy, but you don't get murdered, you don't get killed in the Arba Mrs. Bezen for killing a goy. Inami pauga. And even if you say there were half eaten, half goyim, suffering the fashion lahako. We know from Hitzile, Shofta Hitzile Eder that you have to try to make things as easy as possible. You know what the Chachamim used the pasuk out of loy? That as long as you intended to kill a specific person, but if you didn't intend to kill a specific person, you just threw a rock into a bunch of people. And what's the chiddush here? The ikar tisha yisrael rechnanim. This is the chiddush. We're 9 yidin and 1 goy. So since it's a possibility, you definitely want to kill somebody. But it could be you'll kill the goy. The din is your potter. Why taki your potter? L'chayit is 9 yidin and 1 goy. It's as if you try to kill a yid. He learned out a very important halacha from here. And as Rashi says, and everywhere in Shas, you see this halacha, it comes from right here. The Avagav, the Ruba di Israel, and most people are goy, Yidin, since they're all standing and fixed in one position, there's one guy, the Havale Kavua. We consider this fixed. The Chol Kavua ki Mechza Mechza Dami. And from here we learn out that anything which is fixed, we don't look at it as if it's Roy. For example, we had in Morik Subas there, that says, Vav. If you walked into 9 kosher stores and 1 treifa store, and you walked into the store and you can't remember where you bought the meat, was it kosher treifa, you're not allowed to eat it. Because it's as if 50-50. Because it's kavua, they're fixed. If the meat was outside in the street and you wonder where did it come from, called the parish, meruba parish. But if you bought it inside a store, you can't remember which store, it's called kavua kemechzen mechzen. How do we know such a big chiddush? From this din right here. From the art of loy, according to Chachamim, that's how we know. The Sardar Fashas Lahakul. In case we have a discussion on Shimon, how does he know? Yeah?
When these guys are about to throw a stone to a group of people, and there's a mixture, you don't exactly know who they are. What are Sardar the Edim giving this guy?
Case Rehaz, the first case. Taz explains that when do we say Hasra, Sotvig, Loshme Hasra, if you don't know if the Easter will happen? Here, definitely the Easter is going to happen. We don't know just which person he's going to kill.
So, we'll say if they say to him, if you throw that stone, you could kill somebody.
Now, you could. You will.
You'll kill somebody.
That's right. And you'll be responsible.
Don't throw a stone. He says, yes, well, I know, and I'm still going to throw.
Then
it's fine.
Okay, so that's not Hasra, Sotvig.
Then you have to see, was it going, was it Yidin?
Yeah, but yeah, so that's Hasra, Sotvig. We say, well, there's 9 Yidin there.
I can understand.
If we had not been for the posse, we'd say there's 9 Yidin there. You're definitely going to kill a yid because you got to the right. Had not been for Kippur, and that's Hasra. Please explain. When's Hasra suffering? When we don't know you'll do an Issa. Here, definitely you're doing Issa. You're definitely going to kill somebody. That's not called Hasra suffering.
I'm asking that the question is of them being able to make a chiddush between a yid and a goy. So, if there's a majority, of goyim there, and there's one yid, and he gets the yid.
Yeah.
So what Hasra?
You definitely potter. If the thing is, even if there's 9 yidin, you're potter. You potter because called kavuk and mechzan mechzan dami. That's what we learn out. Okay, let's continue. Right, Mishnah. Shoyd Isha, Shoyd belongs to a woman, but Shoyd Agi Yisayim, but Shoyd belongs to Yisayim. Shoyd Apatruf is a Shoyd that belongs to Yisayim, but there's an Apatruf is taken care of it. Shoyd Hamidber, a Shoyd that is Hefke, Shoyd Hegde, Shoyd belongs to Hegde, Shoyd Hager Shemes, for Ainla Yoshim, a Shoyd belongs to a Ger that has no ears, which basically is tantamount to being Hefke. Hadelech Hayavim, Misa, all of these, the animal called damage, irrelevant, even though you cannot collect the money from anybody, the animal itself still gets killed. Rabbi Huda and Buddha says, Shoyd Hamid, but if the animal, Rabbi Huda says, I agree with you that if the animal has an owner, you put the animal to death. But if the animal has no owner, Shoyd Hamid, but a wild animal, Shoyd Hagdish, an animal belongs to Hagdish, or Shoyd Hagesh, a mace, or an animal of a gay that died and there's no ears, put him in a mace there and killed, why not? It says that they were, you know, that. The gab bailim you must. So you need a bailim. If you have no bailim, then there's no.
But you wouldn't want to allow an ox that's running around and kill somebody to just go free.
The machlek is a shame if the animal actually goes free, something like that. Tell Rabbi learn shoish shiva. It says seven times the word shoish in the Torah when it talks about killing a person. It says seven times the word shoish. For the first of all, the first time you need it for itself, and six other times is lahavi shoish isha, teacher the shoish of a woman. That you lechayde, because it says in the pasuk bal hasher, you know, you would think that it means only a male, kamashal, even a female. The owner is a female. Shoyd hayisaimim, or shoyd or apatruf is it's not his. Or shoyd hamid, but hefke shoyd ahegdi, shoyd agesh, regular yoshim. Six of them, because there are six spear shoys. Rabbi Huda, Huda says shoyd hamid, but shoyd ahegdi, shoyd agesh, shemesh, but ain't yoshim. All of these are p'tudim and amisa, patef and amisa. Why? Because ain't lehem ma'ilim. They have no baidim at all. So they're patef and amisa altogether. Amr Rabbi Huda of Huna says, "Poiter ha'ir Rabbi Huda." Huda goes a step further. Afilu noga chul besayif higdish. Even if the animal gored and had an owner, and then before you brought it to Bezin, you made it hegdish. It wasn't us about not. You made it hegdish. Or noga chul gored chul besayif hivki. You made it hefki before you went to Bezin. Is what? Even there, Rabbi Huda says you don't kill the animal. Says the Gemara, "Mimai." How do you know? There's no owner. There's no owner. Who should pay? Exactly. That's right. We had this very problem as well. How do you know the Mikhtani Tarta? Two cases in the Mishnah. One is Shoyd Midbar, and one is Shoyd of a Ger, Shemes, Ve'en Le'yoshim. It's both the same thing. They're both Hefker. Why does the Mishnah say it twice? Two steps. One is Hefker for the time of goring. Second one is, even though it was not Hefker, the Ger was alive when it gored, so it was not Hefker. But then he died sometime in the interim. It's Hefker. Shoyd HaMidbar. Sorry? Who's he's dead?
No, the Baal. After he makes it
after. He couldn't, that's the is showing him in the first page. Shoyd HaMidbar, Shoyd HaGer Shemes, V'en Le'yoshim, and Shoyd HaGer Shemes, my new, what's Shoyd HaGer Shemes? It's Shoyd Hefker. Kivan, V'en Le'yoshim, I have Shoyd Hefker, the same thing as Hefker. Hayne Shoyd HaMidbar, Hayne Shoyd HaGer Shemes, V'en Le'yoshim, and Lachog Ma teach you, that Filu Nogach, at the time Goring it belonged to somebody. And the gear was alive. Ula b'soiv hidish, and then you made hegdish. So nogach of hivkir, is that what? Is shemam in what as hefkir, and you're totally potter. Tanya am hokul takin a brayse. Very hard, didn't understand. Yes, I came. Furthermore, Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, I feel nogach of hivkir. It caused damage, and then you made hegdish. Nogach of hivkir caused damage, then you made hefkir potter. You are potter. Why? Shenemar says v'huad bebaila v'heimis, that it has to be warned by the bezin. There has to be one. The owner has to be around. Achi yehei misa v'hamad bedin shavim kecher. Has to be an owner by the misa, and when you go to Bezin, the Bezin might take a few days to deliberate. You don't need that. The prisoner should still be alive by the time the Bezin issues the sentence. V'ashor yisakul gemar dinu. When the puzzle the shor yisakul, which says the bala shaynoki, he says shor yisakul, and that's the sentence of the Bezin. We see right. Le'ema achi tehei misa. All be by the same person. Amazing halacha. Mishnah. The bezin sentenced the animal to be stoned. Just do the Mishnah, we'll stop. The bezin sentenced the animal to be stoned. The hegdeshei baila, the owner, since the animal is not asabano yet until bezin actually. Once bezin sentenced the animal is asabano. You could have been in time holes while the animal is alive, but you're not allowed to make it hegdish. Ain't the mugdish, not hegdish. Because if it's not yours, shachetu yishachter psarios. V'im adshalani medina before Bezin issued the sentence, hegdish bailov mukdish is hegdish. V'im shachter psarimut it's mutimutmana. Masri l'shem mechinim l'shoyl and sachol l'seich. If he gave it over to the shemim, nichnasu tachas bailim. These shemim take over the responsibility of the animal from the owner. Mu'ed is mishalim nezik shalom and tam mishalim nezik. He completely take over the responsibility of the owner as if you're the owner now. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Which one?